Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, dear friends and colleagues, good afternoon, everybody. It is a great pleasure to welcome to the International Peace Institute Minister Jacques Lang, Special Advisor to the Secretary General on legal issues related to piracy off the coast of Somalia. Thank you very much, Mr. Minister, for being with us today and for participating in IPI's speaker series. By way of introduction, let me say that IPI started this speaker series last year. Our goal is to offer a platform to high-level international policymakers to engage with the UN community on key peace and security challenges. Mr. Minister, your predecessors at this rostrum included, at the end of last year, Gareth Evans, former Australian Prime Minister, and Sheikh Hamad Al Thani, Prime Minister of Qatar, amongst other illustrious personalities. It is indeed a great honour and pleasure to start with you, our speaker series for 2011. You have served several times in prestigious cabinet postings in France, including as Minister of Culture and of Education. You've had important responsibilities in the field of foreign affairs, both as a member of the European Parliament and as a member of the French Parliament, in which you chaired the Foreign Relations Committee. And you recently were Special Envoy for the French President to Cuba and to the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. But you're also a lawyer and a professor of public law. And if I may say so, in France, I know you are a legend. Mr. Minister, you are with us today to discuss a burning international issue, namely piracy off the coast of Somalia, which has important implications for international security, for trade, and have grave human consequences. And we know that you bring to this issue both your experience as a policymaker and your expertise as an eminent lawyer. We also know you've always been an innovator and, if I may say so, a calculated risk taker, and that you are not afraid to propose challenging ideas. In August last year, the Secretary General requested you to take up a position in order to identify additional steps to assist the states in the region, as well as other states relevant, to prosecute and imprison persons who engage in piracy, and to explore options for potential new judicial mechanisms. Since August, you've been traveling through the vast region which is affected by pirates from Somalia. You've also had numerous meetings with states and organizations involved